In the Seattle area, the Me Too movement has shaken up many workplaces and local programs, and victims' advocates are pushing for a long-term focus on this issue, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Soon after the Me Too scandals broke loose last fall, calls started pouring in to King County Sexual Assault Resource Center. Mary Ellen Stone is the center's director. She spoke Tuesday as part of a county forum about the Me Too movement. Stone says calls to their 24-hour hotline shot up 50% since October. And not only that,
calls have stayed at 50%, which is a lot. So I think it's a good benchmark for us to say how many survivors are really out there.
Stone says most victims do not go to the police, but now more people are coming forward. Another Seattle institution responding to the Me Too movement is the University of Washington. Sutapa Basu heads the UW's Women's Center. During the forum, she said her staff was recently invited to give a training about consent to the athletic department and the football team for the first time ever.
That's huge, because in the past, that was just, you know, you couldn't get in there. So, you know, that's progress.
Basu says some training started a few years back, but now it's expanding. The forum participants discuss what the Me Too movement means for different communities. They raise specific concerns around people who are immigrants, disabled, transgender, homeless, or people of color. And they called for more resources to help victims in these and other marginalized communities. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.